What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Marco Vigato stays with us, the author of The Empires of Atlantis. 15 years it took to research and write this very impressive tome, The Origins of Ancient Civilizations and Mystery Traditions Throughout the Ages. We were talking about Plato before the break, Marco, and what he told us about Atlantis. And you said that he wrote both a history and it was also a warning. It served as a warning. Mm-hmm. Tell me about that.
Well, now, what is also interesting about Plato's account is that Plato never claimed to be the author of the story of Atlantis or to have made it up. He actually suggests that the origin of the story was Egyptian. He says explicitly that he first learned of the story of Atlantis from his grandfather Solon, who had received it from the Egyptian priests of Heliopolis during one of his journeys to Egypt. This is particularly interesting because in Egypt we also find very similar accounts of a lost land, a lost homeland of the gods that was destroyed in a way very similar to Plato's Atlantis. So that will be more the historical piece of the narrative. But then Plato's account is also clearly a philosophical account, and what underlies this account is a belief in cyclical time, so the idea that there are and there have been multiple cycles of civilization in which human culture and civilization has had to start over again with very little memory of what happened in ages past. And Atlantis, in this sense, truly represents the civilization of the last golden age that was destroyed and perished in a cataclysm. And within this framework of cyclical time, it's almost the natural fate of every civilization to eventually fall into decadence and collapse, only to be reborn again.
Did Plato give a geographical location? Did he give us an estimate of its size, this landform?
Well, Plato was actually very precise in this respect, particularly taking into account the relatively limited knowledge of geography, particularly outside of the Mediterranean, that the Greeks possessed. So Plato states very clearly and very explicitly that this island of Atlantis was located outside the Pillars of Hercules, which is the Strait of Gibraltar in the Atlantic Ocean. So there can be no doubt, based on Plato's account, that Atlantis was located in the Atlantic Ocean. All other interpretations of Atlantis as located on Santorini, in the Mediterranean, in Antarctica, they conflict, they contradict Plato's account. And in terms of the geographical description of Atlantis, now it's also very interesting because Plato gives some very specific, very precise measurements. He describes a huge coastal plain measuring approximately 400 by 600 kilometers. This plain was only probably a small part of the entire island of Atlantis, but it was really the center of that civilization. And it was entirely surrounded by very high mountains. Plato says that these mountains were the tallest mountains and most beautiful mountains in the world at the time. Now, this is particularly interesting because if we try to compare the geography of Plato's Atlantis as the philosopher described it in his dialogues with a chart of the North Atlantic seafloor, we find something remarkably similar to Plato's Atlantean plain, that sort of rectangular plain, 400 by 600 kilometers, and that's the Azores Plateau. It's currently submerged off the present-day Azores Islands. But if you imagine to raise this plateau from the bottom of the ocean, then what you would see is something almost identical to Plato's description of Atlantis. You would see a huge, almost rectangular plain surrounded by very high mountains, which are nowadays the islands of the Azores, which are just really the mountain tops of this huge underwater mountain chain. Actually, if you imagine to drain the entire Atlantic Ocean of its water, what you would see would be a massive mountain chain. It's called the Mid-Atlantic Ridge, that stretches almost from pole to pole, with a length comparable to the combined length of the Rocky Mountains of North America and the Andes of South America, and heights comparable to the Himalayas. So truly a mighty mountain chain, very similar to what Plato describes.
Atlantis goes by so many names, not only Atlantis. It's called the island. It's called Island of Flames, White Island, the Island of Trampling. How do we know that all these ancient texts that give it all these different names are referring to the same place?
Well, they all point to the same location. So if we look at Egyptian myths, for instance, the Egyptians believed that their gods had originally come from a land in the west. There is a set of texts in the Temple of Edfu in Upper Egypt that tell a story very similar to that of Plato's Atlantis, of the sinking and destruction of the primeval island of the gods, which is called by various names, Island of Trampling, Island of Flames, the Island of Peace, or the Island of Creation. Invariably, that island was located to the west of Egypt in the ocean. So there is no doubt that for the Egyptians as well, the homeland of their gods, where the civilization came from and originated, was somewhere in the Mid-Atlantic Ocean. Now, what is curious is that if we go to the opposite side of the Atlantic in ancient Mexico, Mesoamerica, South America, you find very similar myths and traditions of the arrival of the gods, these bringers of civilization. But in this case, these gods came not from the west, but from the east, which, of course, would make perfect logical sense if we were to assume that all these civilizing gods came from a land, a now sunken land in the mid-Atlantic Ocean, and they went both east and west towards Egypt and towards Central and South America.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
So when we're talking about Mexico, then obviously we have to talk about the serpent, the feathered serpent god, Quetzalcoatl. Then is it your belief that Quetzalcoatl was an actual historical figure who was part of this, who was a refugee from Atlantis?
Well, Quetzalcoatl is really many different figures. I don't think there was just one Quetzalcoatl. I think that's more of a collective name that was assigned to different culture bearers over thousands of years. But all these culture bearers share a number of similar attributes. So they were clearly the bringers of a much more advanced, much more sophisticated civilization. The earliest legends and myths of Quetzalcoatl depict him as clearly a stranger, so different from the local indigenous population. They say that Quetzalcoatl with his companions came from a land in the east of Mexico to the east of Mesoamerica, which would situate it in the Atlantic Ocean once again, and that these civilizers brought knowledge of agriculture, of monumental architecture, of astronomy. They were the inventors of the calendar, of writing, all these inventions basically that formed the basis of civilization. And what is curious is that these traditions that we find in Central America and Mexico around Quetzalcoatl, Kukulcanes, these guys were known by very different names, also found almost identical in so many different parts of the world. In South America, for instance, we have almost identical stories about Viracocha. In Egypt, we have a creation account according to which the gods came from a land in the west, but also in the ancient Sumer in Mesopotamia, we have many similar accounts of civilizing gods that almost in all cases were said to have come from the sea and brought a superior and much more advanced civilization.
So if you see the, if you go to the Mexican pyramid of the feathered serpent, mm-hmm. You see all of these, well, throughout Mexico, really, but there, you see all of these serpent motifs, the serpent. What is the significance of the serpent, and does it relate to Atlantis?
Yes. So that might actually have been a real physical attribute of these pharaohs. It might have had something to do with their clothing, because it's something we find very consistently. So in the case of Mesoamerica, it was depicted as a feathered serpent, so this image that evokes feathers or scales. But then also in the Babylonian myths of the, when these civilizing gods are called Oannes or Apkallus, they are depicted as men wearing a sort of a fish suit, something that really resembles the body of a fish with scales. And also, if you think about something pretty closer to us, the biblical myth of the watchers, the fallen angels, are also depicted as these beings with wings covered in feathers. So I'm not suggesting that it was a real like physical attributes of these beings, but that might allude to perhaps clothing or some characteristics of the garments of these figures. It's certainly remarkable. You find very similar descriptions of these figures, their attire, from so many different places around the world. It is to suggest that what these ancient people saw were basically emissaries or messengers from the same culture, from the same civilization.
Weren't the Anunnaki in the cuneiforms also described with that appearance?
Well, yes. So the Anunnaki, literally the name Anunnaki means the shining ones. And they're described in very similar terms. Actually, it is believed that much of the biblical story of the watchers or fallen angels, if you want, was actually modeled on the Anunnaki. So they're also depicted in a very similar way. This shining appearance is also one of the attributes that is most frequently associated with these civilizing gods. They almost have like a set of attributes that we find very, very consistently around the world. This shining countenance, this appearance of feathers or scales, certain physical traits as well, like they're almost always depicted as very tall, in the case of Quetzalcoatl, as bearded. So they have a number of attributes that appear to be common, again, as to suggest almost a common origin of all these traditions.
Isn't there also another connection between the serpent symbol and what might have befallen Atlantis? I think in the book you suggest that the serpent symbol could represent mm-hmm. a comet.
Yes. So there are many examples of that. There is a wonderful monument in Mexico, just a couple of hours south of Mexico City at Xochicalco. It's called the Pyramid of Feathered Serpents. It contains a depiction of what they believe is the destruction of Atlantis, where you have a representation of what looks like an island sinking in the ocean with a flaming temple on top. And then you have these giant snakes that surround the pyramid. Now, the symbol of the snake has been almost universally identified with as a symbol of comets or other celestial bodies around the world. So you find it in ancient Mexico, Xochicalco, where the feathered serpent and the serpent in general became associated with comets. You also find it in ancient Egyptian records, the Edfu building text that was also mentioning that describe the destruction of the primeval homeland of the gods by an enemy that is described as a snake. And there seems to be there also an allusion to the impact of a cosmic body. And all of these, once again, brings us back to the fatidic time around 13,000 years ago, or 11,000 BC, at the end of at the end of the last ice age, often known as the Younger Dryas, when now many scientists and geologists believe that a major comet impact occurred.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.